Friends, 2 weeks ago at Mass, we heard Jesus announce that God's kingdom has arrived. Last week, we heard the episode where Jesus calls his first disciples to follow him and does so in order to help grow God's kingdom. This Sunday, following immediately these stories, Jesus and his disciples make their way to the synagogue at Capernaum. It's there that Jesus teaches and does so in such a way that the hearers of his teaching are absolutely astonished and amazed. Unlike the scribes who reiterate words from the tradition, Jesus is God's word. Proclaiming the gospel of God's goodness, a gospel that cannot and will not tolerate evil, it's no surprise that the unclean spirit possessing the man in the story shrieks in agony and departs. Rest assured, friends, evil hasn't the power to control the living God. In the same manner, unclean spirits cannot control anyone sincerely following Jesus. Such sincerity in following Jesus is seen by placing oneself within God's kingdom, within the church of Christ. Just as it was for the earliest disciples, there are many unclean spirits today. However, as children of God's kingdom, we have privileged access through grace, through God's power given to us in order to access the place where peace and goodness reign. Everyone who takes the gospel seriously and allows God to provide the rule of their daily living will find the belonging and the fulfillment that our hearts ache to experience. God be with you.